When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com, and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence, and now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Good evening, listeners. It's that wonderful time. I know we were on a holiday break, so we were not together live. That said, it's time of the new year. Happy New Year. And yes, we have been going through a lot of turmoil, and yet I'm going to invite you to just make sure that nobody can take that hope of 2021. So folks, I want to share that. First of all, I want to thank you for getting the copy of my books, The Entrepreneur's Garden and Expert to Influencer, because profit from these books have gone to entrepreneurs impacted with COVID-19. And yes, it's a small amount, but I am delighted to share we have been able to help 4 entrepreneurs in the past year. And with your support, we'll continue to do so. So thank you. And we are going to be talking about how music can bring joy to our lives today. And we have our guest who will be joining us shortly. So let's look about music. What is it about music that makes it wonderful? And music is something that transcends everything. Because think about it, it has got no language of its own. And yet, if there's a good beat, you look at the other person and you just start dancing, or at least, you know, if it's a good drum beat or if it's a good music that gets you going, you're going to get there. And it creates that interconnectivity. Not only it creates interconnectivity, it does phenomenal things. So folks, we are waiting for our clients to join, and they'll be joining us shortly. So good evening, Robert.
Hello, Divya. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. And listeners, just want to share with you, we had a delay, so my sincere apologies for that, but we started out late. Technology happens. It's just like can't live without technology and sometimes can't live with it.
Absolutely true.
So Richard, please to share about yourself a little bit.
Oh, Robert or Rich?
Richard.
Right. Okay, great. Well, it is great to be here. I have been playing drums since Dinosaurs Roam the Earth, 1976. I got a pair of sticks in my hands and I started taking drum lessons and I fell in love with it. I feel so fortunate. I found my purpose in life. And all these years later, for the last 20 years, I've been the touring and recording drummer with multi-platinum country rocker Jason Aldean. And I produce records and I write songs and it has been an amazing journey.
Fantastic. So make sure to have those drums by you because we may end up having a jam session, guys, because I know Robert, like, share about yourself.
Well, Rich is a youngster in this business because I've been playing music since the 1960s when that little group from Liverpool came out. And I was one of those zillions that watched them on television and said, I got to give up the trumpet and start playing some guitar. So I taught myself guitar and bass. And I've been a musician ever since. But I, just like so many other people in life, although my dream early on was to become a rock star, the dream got away from me. Life intruded. And it took me literally decades to get to the point where finally, when I was in my early 60s, I went into music full time. It's only been 5 years for me, but it's been a fantastic journey with number one records and millions of video views and a million Spotify streams and 50,000 plus Facebook fans. So music, as you said, I consider it the elixir of life. And certainly for the pandemic, there's nothing, in my opinion, that'll get us through this pandemic more than music.
Absolutely. So we already have questions coming in. And one of the questions is that, Robert, what do you play? So Robert plays guitar, and Rich?
Drums and percussion.
I play the bass. Rich plays the drums. You realize you've got a fantastic rhythm section here, Divya.
Absolutely. So make sure, Robert, you have your bass guitar right by next to you.
That's right. You can see it right let's see over there.
Absolutely. So Rich, somebody was confirming that you're lead drummer for Jason Aldean?
Yes, 20 years. Yeah, I met a young Jason Aldean in 1999, and the same group of guys have been sweating and smelling diesel fuel and taking the music to the people, and it's incredible. And we started with five people, and we turned it into 50, and then 500, and then we opened up for everyone on the planet. And then around 2009, we started headlining, and my suitcase has been packed for 20 years, and it has been a fantastic journey.
Fantastic. So let me ask you this, Rich. How has COVID impacted you the last year?
Well, our industry, you know, the music industry has kind of been on its knees because there's this little thing that Napster that came along and people started sharing files and it never has been the same. So really in the last years, really taking the music to the people is how entertainers really make their money nowadays. So we got to go out and we got to tour and we got to have that visceral experience, that high form of communication with our audience. And of course, I've loved it. It's difficult to get 25,000 people into a venue right now during this particular time. So I got the call on March 14th of last year that we were shutting the tour down, just like all of my entertainer friends around the world. And thank God, I have a background in education. You know, I've created some products. I'm a college professor. I teach at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California. And it's all over the internet, which is incredible. I'm a people person. I like hugging people. I like kissing my male friends on the cheeks. You know, I miss all that. So I can't wait for that to come back. But in the meantime, this is what we do. We pivot.
That's right. We pivot. And wonderful listeners, we will be coming back to your question. Let's ask Robert, what made you go for that bass?
What made me go for the bass? Here's the real honest answer. I started out playing trumpet when I was very young because my father played the trumpet. So when you play the trumpet, you learn the treble clef. And when those guys from England started out, and we finally figured out that there were two of them that played the regular guitar and one of them played the bass, I was playing in a band with some friends, and they were just starting out on the guitar. They didn't know either the treble clef or the bass clef, so I volunteered. I said, okay, I already know the treble clef. I'll volunteer to learn the bass clef. That's the whole reason why I became a bass player initially. But then I fell in love with the bass because, as Rich knows, it's really the bass and the drums that drive everything.
Yeah, folks, I'm very green when it comes to music, so I'll just take your word for it. So, Rich, what led you to play drums?
It's a typical answer. Like Robert, you know, his generation, it was 1964. It was the Ed Sullivan Show that changed everything for everyone. For me, I was born in 70. And by the time MTV was born, the Police came out with a record called Synchronicity. And I just fell in love with the music. It was multicultural. It mixed reggae and new wave and rock and great storytelling. And I loved the drummer. And so I said, that's what I'm going to do with my life. And so from that moment, it was just education. It was like getting lessons and playing with every band I possibly could. I ended up going to the University of North Texas and getting my master's degree in classical percussion and jazz. And they have some amazing big band jazz groups. Actually, Robert's group that he has is like right up my alley. I mean, I would have so much fun. Maybe when this all goes away, I could come sit in one weekend or something. But it was we got to do that, or I could play some percussion. I just fell in love with it, and how fortunate I was. I never realized how, until, you know, in recent years, how lucky I was to find that calling. Because really, with music, it's a high form of expression. It's a gift from God, and it makes such a difference in people's lives. So it's a real amazing thing to be able to play. And the drums and the bass, really, every band needs a great drummer and bass player.
Well, that's fantastic. And we will definitely be giving a taste to our audience today. So Robert, we kind of touched a little bit with Rich as to how did he fare during this last year, during this pandemic. How about you?
Well, as Rich said, the music industry just ceased to be around last March. We were fortunate. My band, Project Grand Slam, we had literally just finished completing our album called East Side Sessions about a week before. And we were getting ready to go on tour. We had festivals lined up around the country and outside the country. We had a European tour that was almost finalized. Everything stopped. And at that point, the question was, what are we going to do? And I decided that the one thing I could do at that time was to do videos. So I took four of the songs from our album and we started to do videos. And the first two were kind of remote videos where you see each person on Zoom and we're kind of lip syncing and lip playing to the music because that's the only way you could do it. And it did very, very well. But then we decided to get more creative. The third video that we did, I wrote a song that was, I call it a cowboy jazz song, okay? And my video guy decided that we were going to put, together a video. And we were looking around for some kind of a movie that we could use as the template for this. It's all about the Old West and about one partner trying to get back at another partner. And we have a female singer. And I said to him, how are we going to find a movie that fits this? Well, sure enough, he found an Italian spaghetti Western from 1968. And it fit the music perfectly. So we put that out as the third video. Everybody loved it. And then the last one was we did a cover of a Beatles song that Ringo sang way back when, a Beatles song that not too many people know called I Want to Be Your Man. I changed the words around to I Want to Be Your Girl. And I said to my video guy, what can we do with this? He said, how about if I create an animated video for you? I said, great, it'll be like Yellow Submarine. So that's what we put out for that. So the videos were our way of kind of staying within music, still being creative and not being able to play. And then at the same time, I write all the music for the band. So I kept writing and we started to record over the summer. And we were recording completely differently than we used to. We used to rehearse, go into the studio, and we'd literally record an album in one day. We then do overdubs the next day, but it would be done in one day. Well, we couldn't do that. So now I started to record, you know, piece by piece. I'd send an email to my guitar player. He'd fly in a piece. I'd send it to my sax player. He'd fly in a piece. Finally, it came out. This is the CD that came out of it. It's called The Summer of Love. And it's going to be released at the end of this month on January 29th. I'm very, very proud of it. So this is the result of what we did over the pandemic.
Nice.
Wow. That you were able to pivot and you continued doing what you loved and found a way through it. And that's the lesson that I'm hearing. What you learned is that keep moving, get creative, find a way. And yes, pandemic and other issues have tested our human spirit, and yet we can emerge from it stronger with the hope of even a brighter future.
And music is a very powerful force, as Rich knows, and I think as you know as well. And I named this album The Summer of Love because I felt that music and love were the two things that were going to get us through this pandemic.
Indeed. So Rich, share with us, how did you pivot last year?
Well, I'm not one to let the moss grow. I'm always trying to grow, change, evolve, right? You can't make great wine out of rotting grapes, right? So I just try to keep moving forward at all times. Mm-hmm. And what did I do? I have been studying acting in the last 6 years, and I've been a couple horror films on Netflix and on the Sci-Fi Channel. And so I took acting classes on Zoom every day. And some people were like, man, they were a little trepidatious about that. Like, how can you do that? Because that's all about interconnecting and being in the room and being in a particular moment together. But it works really great because so many industries are being affected by this. Now, Hollywood, people aren't going to go into the room and do auditions anymore. We have to have these crazy ring lights. We have to know how to light ourselves and have audio. And my girlfriend's reading the other character, and I probably auditioned for like 30 films. I wrote a TEDx talk. I'm working on my third book. I do online motivational speeches for companies like Cisco. I did a couple for Oracle and NetSuite this year. So, and then I teach drum lessons. I'm like kind of like a life business coach for creatives. So I've spent more, it seems like I was really busy, like busier than ever. And I've like stayed really busy, but I felt like really busy this last year. But I hope things turn around for us so us creative people can be in the room at the same time. We thrive on that interconnectivity, and that I want to be able to reach out and slap my bass player on the butt there and say, hey, good job, you know, how about that show last night, and have coffee with people. This is really, it's killing me.
Yeah, it's, I can definitely, it's about, well, there is definitely hope on the horizon. As they say, vaccines are coming. They're slow in coming, but they are here. So definitely this year is looking up.
Yeah.
So let's kind of go back a little bit into your youth, Robert. As you talked about, you know, you went into bass. What struggles did you face as you were going after the passion that you loved?
Well, I started out playing music at an early age, and I really thought I was going to be a rock and roll star. That's what I wanted to be. And up until I was 19, all I played was rock and roll. And then I got very lucky. And over the summer of when I was 20, I happened to study with a guy that was John Coltrane's bass player. And he got me into jazz. And from there, I kind of was going back and forth between both worlds. But, you know, like so many people, it was not feasible for me to just do music full time. I got married when I was in my early 20s. We had kids. I had obligations. I had a mortgage. I had a job. All the things that people have in their life. And although my dream was to do music at this level, I found my dream kind of fading away. And the question was, would I ever get it back? And it took me a long, long time. It really did. It was only when I was in my early 60s that I finally said, enough is enough. And if I don't follow my dream now, when the heck am I ever going to do it? And that decision that I made was a momentous decision for me, but also the best decision that I could ever have made. You know, a guy named Henry David Thoreau, a few hundred years ago, came out with a quote that I love. The great mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. And boy, he was right. So many people are not doing what they want to do. So many people are frustrated or sad in their life. And it's because they let their dream escape. You know, when you're a teenager, everybody's got a dream, and it's usually a big dream. Not too many teenagers dream, I want to be an accountant. Okay, they want to be an astronaut, they want to be a musician, they want to be a doctor. And what happens, you know, we get into our 20s and we just kind of fall into a job. And the next thing you know, we're doing it 9 to 5. But when you follow your dream, when you have a passion and you really go into it with that passion, the world opens up for you. And that's what it did for me. Rich is a very lucky guy because he's been pursuing his passion for a long, long time. So I envy him for that.
Oh, Robert, thank you, man. I, the thing what's great about you is that sometimes I do some teaching on this channel called Drumeo. And so it's like a drum education channel. And what I've noticed is that there's a lot of the clients on the site are doctors, surgeons. You know, they have great jobs and maybe they've come into some financial success. They're 45, 50, 55, 60. They never lost the drum bug. It never escaped them. It's in their DNA. And so in their midlife or late life, they say, I can buy the most expensive drum set in the world now, and I'm going to take lessons. And they get back into it. It's incredible.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Incredible. So the fact that you did that, you're manifesting your childhood dreams is like bravo, you know, because you're probably a healthier, happier person now than you've ever been because you're doing this, something you've wanted to do.
Absolutely. So Rich, one of the questions is, how do you know that you're following the right dream?
Ooh, well, that's a great question. How do you know you're following the right dream? I think you get signs from the universe, like the drums. This is oversaid, but the drums chose me, or the bass chose me. But it's true. It's like I have more of a natural tendency. Like I'm just part of the drums. Like I just knew what to do. I sat down on it. It's part of me, and it's an extension of me. If I pick up the guitar, I got these chubby fingers, and I can't really make all the chords. And if I play the piano, I can plunk out, you know, hot cross buns and things on various instruments. But the drums, I was called to do that. And you'll get cues from the universe because teachers will say, tell my parents, this kid's really got something. He really needs to nurture that thing. Or you start, you know, winning competitions, or bands start fighting over you to have you in their band. And you just know, because people say, don't you wish you played the piccolo, Rich? Because then you wouldn't have to schlep those drums around. I mean, I got so many drum related injuries. You know, my shoulders are weird. All sorts of parts of my body are weird from schlepping drums up 50 flights of stairs to play a wedding in a bank building. But it's like, no, I don't want to play the piccolo. I want to play the drums. You know, I mean, it's a calling. And I think you just know because you get cues from the universe and you get reinforcement from other people.
If I may, Divya, just to give you my take on that, you're 100% right. You it's not just a dream. It's got to be a dream that's realistic. Okay, if I decided when I was 60 that I wanted to be a major league baseball player, unless I was Satchel Paige, I don't think that was going to work out too well. So in my opinion, your dream, everybody kind of knows what their dream is because it's in your gut, okay? It's there and you know it. But whether it's realistic or not, that's something you have to really think about. And what I think is the most important thing about going for your dream is you need an action plan. Okay. And it should be baby steps. How do I get from step A to step B to step C, et cetera? I jumped in the deep end of the pool and luckily I was able to swim. But for the most part, come up with a plan and also be willing to adjust that plan because, as Rich will tell you, particularly in the arts, it's one step forward, it's two steps back, it's three steps sideways. There is no such thing as a straight line to anything. And the last thing I would say is everybody has to be able to kind of measure their own dream in terms of their success. You can't be assured that your dream is going to work out. You can't be assured that it's going to be everything that you imagine. But the thing is, you never want to look back at any point in your life and regret that you didn't take the shot.
Yeah.
It's all about taking the shot. Do you agree, Rich?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you don't want to be on your deathbed and be a member of the woulda, coulda, shoulda club. That should strike fear in the heart of all men and women. And you know, God, there's a lot of things that come up in your, like, you were married with children and you had an obligation. So you're like, can I make enough money slapping the bass on Friday and Saturday nights in a club and maybe playing, teaching lessons? And you were like, no, I got to get something more substantial, you know? And that just happens to a lot of people. For me, my life has not been perfect, but I never stopped. It's just, there's like an obsession. I think a lot of successful people are just obsessed. I think it's a requirement, that level of passion, that level of obsession, that level of drive. And then hopefully if you can put that together with a successful vision, methodology, have a laser focus, have a plan, like a business plan. I think a lot of successful creatives have good business chops. They know that they need to be on time, which means to be early. They're the first one there. They're the last one to leave. They have a firm handshake. They look people in the eye. They can take direction without being offended. They give 150% like it's the last time they're ever going to be in their craft. And they repeat, 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 repeat. And that's the business plan.
Yeah. And you can't be afraid to fail either.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that both of you touched is having that plan. And regardless wherever you are, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're an author, you are in real estate, it's the key is thinking yourself as an entrepreneur. Because when you think yourself as an entrepreneur, then that plan comes into place. And it's, Robert, you know, you touched upon something really good is about having that realistic expectation. So yes, dreams do choose you. Yes, you do hear your gut. And how do you hear it? Especially if you are doing something and you're not finding joy in it, you'll know that this is not for you. The key is finding that joy when you're ready to spring off your bed to do that thing every single morning, no matter how hard the going is. So that said, folks, are you both up for doing a small gem session? What do you say?
Well, you know what's funny about the jam sessions? They don't. We haven't gotten the technology together where there isn't latency between the feeds. So playing together is impossible. So that's why when you see all these people playing on like the Today Show and they got all their little squares on Zoom, they pre-recorded the track and then they film them pretending they're miming like actors.
All right, but we're going to do the next best thing. I'm in the middle of recording my next album. I'm going to get Rich to play on at least one of these tracks.
I love it.
I'm embarrassing him right now to make sure he says yes. And then we'll send it to you and you can do it with whatever you wish on the show. How's that?
Fantastic. How about this? We find out, like, you know, you talked about being creative. We play separately. Let's hear you. People have heard of talking about your passion. Let's show them. Who wants to go first? Robert or Rich?
Well, it's a little difficult because for me, the bass is an electric instrument. So I'd have to actually get up, plug it in, and you wouldn't be able to hear it too well. So I apologize. If I had known in advance, we might have been able to set up a jam session.
Well, next time. We can do it next time. So no, definitely. So
for Vivian, that might be theme song. The song that I record for Robert might be your next theme song. Just think about this.
Now we're talking. That's right.
All right. So for
we'll
now,
break on licensing it to you, too.
Robert and Rich, you're giving me my theme song. All right. We got a deal. Okay. So we have talked about that. And thanks for playing along and checking on the possibilities. So folks, right here is something about having realistic expectations. Somebody like me who does not know about music, and it's important to have somebody who can guide you, who has been down the path. Otherwise, things right here. Great demonstration that if you don't know exactly where you're going, you don't know exactly what's possible, what's not. But that does not mean you stop dreaming. So, couple of questions that came up is, Robert and Rich, you know, both, Robert, why don't you go first and share, how does it feel to be wanted?
Well, it feels a whole lot better than not being wanted, that's for sure. You know, as a musician, I had my aha moment. Rich can relate to this because he's been playing in big stadiums for a long, long time. But, you know, for a newcomer like me, we played a festival in Serbia, of all places, a couple of years ago. And we went out on stage. There were 20,000 people in the audience. Very few of them spoke English. They didn't know our music at all. But by the time we were finished, it was a standing ovation with 20,000 people. And there's nothing that makes you feel better than knowing that your art has been accepted in a place like that and in a manner like that. And we've had other experiences like that, but that was at the top of my game so far.
Awesome. That's great. So the question is about being wanted. I think that's like a human condition, especially when, you know, we have to play for our supper. You know, it's, you know, if that bus is not moving down the highway and the red light in the studio doesn't say record, I'm not making any money. So I gotta earn my supper by playing, you know, big beats. And what a cool way to do that. So I tell all my students, like, you know, if you move to a city like New York, Los Angeles, Nashville, Atlanta, Seattle, where somewhere was like a profound music scene, you just got to get out there and shake hands and play and play and play and get to the point where all the tastemakers in that city, they know that, hey, if they need a bass player, Robert's going to be in the top five on the list. Hopefully I'll be in the top. Now in Nashville, it's pretty intense. We've probably got 30 world-class drummers that are at the top of their game that you hear on the radio every day. And so it's like, once you get to a certain point, it's apples and oranges. It's like, do you want the apple? Do you want the banana? The banana? Everyone's going to be able to do the job. And so just to be continually invited to the party, almost 25 years in Nashville, making a living from my craft is a real honor. I'm very, very happy.
So you talked about shaking hands and getting in front of people. Now, especially with the Zoom being, so let's say they're budding musicians out there, how can they get in front of people constantly, like you mentioned?
Well, right now, of course, it's tough. Okay. All the clubs are closed. The concerts don't exist. The festivals don't exist. So, you know, you have to think creatively, just like I described how we did videos and how Rich has done all those amazing things that he's talked about. You just have to say, I need to find my way to move forward in whatever the circumstance is. God willing, we're going to get out of this pandemic one of these days, and then life will return at least to a semblance of what we're used to. But in the meantime, figure out for yourself what your path forward is. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah, the idea of like, well, we can't necessarily get in front of people unless it's at least 10 feet away with a mask, which is no fun. But when in the early days of this thing, we were doing recording sessions in Nashville, and it was so funny. Like, I have lifelong friends that I've known for 25 years. And I'm playing the drums and I've got a mask on. I'm like, this is crazy. It's so hard. It's so physical. I'm sweating and you're sweating through the mask and everything. pretty humorous. But you know, we have all this great technology, this YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all this stuff is free. And we could be content creators. Like, I didn't really know I was going to be a content creator, but I have a YouTube channel. It's just my name on YouTube, and I have almost 600 videos, and it's like how-tos and behind the scenes and live performances and lessons and webinars. And so that for a musician that's got a webcam and a dream and a skill set, especially it's even easier for a musician like Robert, because he plays an electric instrument. All he has to do is take a chord, boom, right into an interface. And so for drummers, it's like, oh my God, I got all these mics, and the mics are submixed into this another little box. And then then I got my cameras. And so pretty much this pandemic has turned us all into Marty Scorsese. Like, all of us have got to be like, you know, like filming ourselves. We're checking out lighting. We're curious about audio. And hey, you know what? We're growing. I'm coming out of this pandemic with a new skill set. And I think that's all we can really hope for, you know?
Absolutely. And there's a lot to be grateful for being where we are, and as we are growing, like you mentioned, and being in good health. So talking about that, you know, Rich, when you mentioned about social media, I was listening to a show and they were talking about TikTok, that people just went and made videos, and there have been quite a few single hits from there. And now if they've lasted more or not, I don't know. But that's an avenue, folks, where you can get in front of people.
Sure. Robert, are you on TikTok doing your dance recital?
I'm having a hard enough time with Facebook and Instagram and the oldies, okay? I haven't done the TikTok thing yet.
Those are the big ones. I haven't done TikTok either. It doesn't seem like, I don't know, for a guy, you know, my age. Of course, I wake up in the morning writing songs for my girlfriend and doing dance things like by the side of the bed with our morning coffee. And she's like, I should start you a TikTok channel. You'll probably, because you don't care about it, it'll probably blow wide open. But there's a couple of like just platforms that weren't sticky for me. Like, I never was a Snapchat guy, and I don't really feel like I'm a TikTok. I don't say I'll never do it, but you know, for most content creators, and if you have a product, if you have a service, if you want to have your name out there and create a brand for yourself, I mean, of course, the biggies are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube. If you can stick to those four, those are like your, you know, your four food groups. You know, I highly recommend it. Consistency is great. Having something to say is great. And then just, you know, getting busy, just sharing your passion with the world, because it's free. It's a free way to get your face and name and product and service out there, you know?
Absolutely. And along with it, where would you place vulnerability? Because so many times what happens is that people think, oh my goodness, what if I mess up? Folks, it's okay. We are human beings, we mess up. So for example, today, it was a perfect example. I did not know about music, and I wanted to bring cool stuff to you guys. You know, we have got great musicians right here with us. I tried it and I did not know. It's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. And that's one of the things that holds back so many people from living their dreams. The key is, folks, falling down and getting up. And it's all right. Know that, for example, I don't know about anybody else, I'm perfectly flawed. So if you go out there and put yourself out there with your heart out there, as these gentlemen have succeeded, so will you. So folks, if our audience wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way of reaching out to you, Robert?
The best way is, first of all, the website for the band is projectgrandslam.com. And the best way to reach me, and I'd love to hear from people, would be just send me an email to robert@projectgrandslam.com. And I got a special gift for your audience, Divya. I mentioned that we finished recording an album just before the world stopped spinning. This is the album. It's called East Side Sessions. And if they go to our store, which is the pgsstore.com, they can get a free copy of that album. All they have to do when they go to check out is enter the code word DREAM, and they'll get a free album. And they can check out some of the other stuff as well. And it'll be a nice way to get to know everybody.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Robert. How about you, Rich?
Oh, for me, just richredmond.com. It's R-E-D-M-O-N-D. And it's just kind of a fun landing page all about all of my things that I do, my drumming, my education, my signature products, my books, my motivational speaking, my acting. I like to stay super busy, so you can just send me a message there. And then on the socials, all the socials except for TikTok, it's just my name. And I respond to every message. I remember being a young man and reaching out to my heroes and never hearing back from them. So I said, if I ever get any notoriety of all at all in my life, I will make sure that I respond to everyone that reaches out to me. So I love it. So please reach out.
That's fantastic, Rich. It's so important to stay connected with your audience, because our audience is what makes us, regardless whoever we are, whether you are, and think about it, folks, even if you're on a Facebook, having a personal page, without your friends, you'd be nothing. So it's all about you guys, folks, and I appreciate you so much, dear listeners, you know, because without you, the show would not be possible. So thank you for joining us and staying engaged as always. And as we talked about, be generous and support us through our books, both the books, you know, as they are sitting on the back, or any other book you can find, Expert to Influencer or The Entrepreneur's Garden, because the profits are helping entrepreneurs impacted by COVID-19. So thank you, Robert and Rich, for joining us. It was a delight. Completely different. So enjoyed it.
Thank you. Divya, you're awesome. Rich, you're awesome as well.
You guys are great. What a great way to spend an evening here during COVID with new friends. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm looking for my lead song.
That's right.
So thank you, folks, for joining, and we'll see you next Monday. Be well. And last but not the least, thank you to Rebel for making the show possible. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.